possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I say welcome back because it seems like the show just ended. And then, boom, the day's over and here we are again. It's like Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah. I have seen, I don't think I've seen all of that movie. I've seen some of it, but he wakes up and it's the same day every day or something like that. It keeps
Sonny
happening.
Sonny and Cher every morning when he wakes up with the alarm. But the point is such a great movie because the point is you have the opportunity every day you wake up to change your life and to make it better. And that's what I think the moral to the story. It's a love story.
I'm sure it is. We wake up, you know, they say that Monday is the best day because it's a way to reset. For the week, you can make this week what you want it to be. And yes, you're right. There is truth in that. But do many of us feel that way?
Absolutely. You know what's better today than yesterday?
Tomorrow.
No. You know what's better today than it was yesterday? The crime in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
Because overnight, they arrested like 25 people, took mm-hmm. criminals and guns off the streets. And guess what? The people they took off the streets in Washington, D.C., are going to stay off the streets in Washington, D.C. It's glorious. It's a glorious day in America. This is exactly what we voted for. So welcome to Wednesday. It's another day of the week that ends in Y, and Donald Trump is implementing exactly what he promised when he ran for president. And you know who's the most frightened by this? And I heard Greg Gutfeld make reference to this yesterday on The Five. The people that are most frightened by this are the entrenched liberal base in these big blue cities. Their power resides in the fact that they control their residents in part with fear, right? And if Donald Trump's crackdown with National Guard troops or whatever it takes in Washington, D.C. works, their residents are going to start looking at that and saying, wait a minute, but you've been telling me that more policing doesn't work. And that we need a different solution. Well, the solution is the crime continues, right? To the progressive left, to the mayor of St. Louis, to the mayor of Chicago and L.A. and New York. There's power in that. There's power in the fact that they've got these people on the hook for these social programs that they think are the cure to all ills. When the truth is, there's only one cure to crime. And that is to take people who commit crimes and put them behind bars where they can't hurt anybody else other than maybe their roommate. And then you automatically limit the number of crimes they can commit from that point forward. And the people in these big blue cities have been sold this lie for years and years and years and years and years. And Trump is sort of ripping the Band-Aid off that. And I love it. I think it's fantastic. Now, just like Scott Jennings said yesterday, give it a chance, right? He only has 30 days until Congress has to authorize whether or not he can continue doing this. And if at the end of 30 days, things are better, this is what they're afraid of. If things are better at the end of 30 days in Washington, D.C., the people who live there are going to demand more of that. And now you've got liberal reporters and liberal anchors, and even Democrat congresspeople who are paying attention, because while they don't want to go on camera and admit it, they're afraid to go outside at night. They're afraid to go to restaurants.
But don't be so quick. Don't be so quick to think that the people there, even if this does prove to be effective at the end of 30 days, that they'll say, hey, we need more of this. Go back to what happened in Los Angeles, where you had Mayor Karen Bass, who said, this is ridiculous that you're sending in the National Guard. Well, guess what? It was very needed. And despite them likely helping to diffuse some of what was going on, maybe initially it sparked more anger, but yeah, they did eventually diffuse the situation. People still there were arguing they never should have been there in the first place.
Well, you're right, because but she's a politician again. Ultimately,
yeah, but the liberals there were saying the same thing.
I know. I think it's if the policy has some impact, it will start to change minds at least a little bit.
Agreed.
It won't be immediate. I get that. But the mayors of these big cities have got to absolutely, Kara Spencer and others have to absolutely be a little disturbed by this. And they're trying, well, he's going to come and try to take over St. Louis. Well, no, he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do that. But remember, because see, here's one of the advantages of having worked in media in St. Louis for 32 years. I've seen this game before, and when we had such the highest crime rate in the nation, when we had record crime numbers, governors of the state of Missouri who happened to be Republican offered to send extra officers from the Highway Patrol and all that in to supplement what was going on in St. Louis, and purely out of liberal left-wing hate politics, they refused the help. We don't want your help. We'll take care of ourselves. But if the people see that that works, then they have a harder time making that argument. So this could have long-ranging impact for all of us, and that's what we will keep our fingers crossed, that you should always be wishing for less crime. If you could fix it. That's all I'm saying. So it's Wednesday, and we're all in a good mood down here. Kim St. Anjan here. Ethan Bright, back from vacation. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you.
Seems like forever since I've seen you.
It seems like it's been forever.
I'm telling you. I know you were missing me, but...
Both you guys ditched me last week.
Where were you off to, Ethan? Where'd you go?
We went to Amelia Island, which is, I believe it's northeast of Jacksonville. Don't quote me on the direction, but it is east of Jacksonville, definitely.
On the ocean.
Yes, sir.
Me too. See, you were on the same side. You were on the same coast I was on. I didn't get to the Gulf of America. I was depressed about that. I don't know that I'm going to see the Gulf of America this year, come to think of it. I had a friend yesterday who's vacationing somewhere down on the Gulf, maybe near Tampa somewhere. Had his feet in the sand, can of red, white, and blue beer, and the ocean in the background, and he said, "Welcome to the Gulf of America." I'm like, that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
It's
interesting when you see even the maps on Fox News, for example, and it says Gulf of America. I still have to get used to it because it's just surreal.
It's great. It's what it is. I got to get me one of those T-shirts for sure to supplement my St. Louis conservative T-shirt that I'm wearing this morning. Everybody who's seen this, a lot of people have seen it, have said, I want one of those. And I'm like, well, this is the only one that exists. Now, you can start hammering my friends down at WhiskeyDickerson.com to start producing these. This is a one-off. They're looking for ideas on shirts like this for the new branding that you hear here for the radio station, St. Louis Conservative. So that's what this shirt says. It's a great shirt. Thank you, Richie, for making one of these for me. And if there's enough demand, I'm sure they will start printing these puppies up, and then you can maybe you can get your own for sure. Hey, we got a great show for you today. Information packed. We'll get State Senator Nick Schroer on this morning. I got to get him on early because his girls start school today. So things are going to start getting hectic a little later. So around 6:20, in about an hour, Nick is going to join us to talk about the possibility of going to a 7-1 redistricting map and here in the state of Missouri and what the likelihood of that is. Maybe a special session to deal with that. We are going to talk about, we're going to give away some sticks tickets. in the 7 o'clock hour today. We've got the Missouri State Auditor joining us in the 7 o'clock hour as well because of the mishandling, is the gentle way of putting it, that the Francis Howe District has dealt with this latest superintendent debacle where they gave away $229,000 of my tax dollars as a constituent out there. How are they going to cover that? Well, they're just not going to fill two other positions just to try to make the budget balance because they screwed up so royally with this. And the auditor's now looking at it. The state auditor is going to apparently take a look at this poor handling of finances for the Francis Howe School District. We're going to talk to him about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, so stay tuned for that. And we're going to, a little later, we'll get to Attorney Jeremy Rosenthal. I've been wanting to find out more about these Adam Schiff whistleblower allegations, and he's going to have a little more on the legality of all of that in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. But right now, I tell you what, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The data says that crime and violent crime has gone down in Washington. He's going to send out the National Guard. Well, why didn't he send it out January 6th? This is clear politics. It's aimed at black mayors.
Yeah.
It's aimed at also trying to take the Epstein case and the files off the front page.
The Reverend Al is back, baby, and he's race baiting all along. All of this crackdown on crime must be racist, of course.
Who cares about the rules right now? Punch back, kick back, dunk over their heads, and win some power.
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke, I'll take your AR-15, your AK-47. That idiot is back down in Texas, and he's encouraging people to violence, it sounds to me like.
Hey, President Trump, it's time to stand down. If you don't, California will neutralize anything you do in the state of Texas. California will continue to punch above its weight. We're not going to sit back and watch you light democracy on fire. We will fight fire with fire.
California doesn't have much room to do that. They've got, it sort of looks like the Illinois map. 40% Republicans, but Republicans only have like 5 seats out of the whole state. And there's no way ultimately they can completely redistrict Republicans out of the state of California.
Gavin Newsom has said that California is going to sue in response to the government's demand for $1 billion from UCLA over the DOJ's anti-Semitism findings. Newsom has called this extortion and ransom. So I'm wondering what the White House's response is to Newsom on UCLA.
Bring it on, Gavin.
I'd say that's their response on all of this, is redistricting whatever it happens to be. Bring it on. By the way, if you missed it yesterday, the Texas Senate approved that redistricting map. They're going to add 5 seats that should become Republican seats in the next election cycle. And many of them will be heavily Hispanic Republican seats. So take that, Democrats. That's what's going on down there. All right, Ethan, on your first day back, what have you chosen for our national anthem?
I thought we'd go with some Carrie Underwood.
Let's hit it.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Yeah, it's interesting. Kim was just bringing this up a minute ago. We've got the Missouri State Auditor, Scott Fitzpatrick, is going to join us today in the 7 o'clock hour, and about 7:35, because of the headline that I read yesterday that said the state auditor will probably look into the Francis Howe District. They were already looking into the Francis Howe District for some other financial considerations, including huge cost overruns with a construction project a couple of years ago. And this will probably be added to that, this mishandling of the superintendent position out there. If you missed this yesterday, because we did talk about it later in the show, it's pretty amazing, really, what's happened here, in my opinion, because here's the thing. These guys hired somebody without proper vetting, in my opinion. And it raises a couple of questions for me, Kim, because this Superintendent Dominguez is going to – he never worked a day in the Francis Howe School District, but because his contract was already inked, they basically delayed his start by a month while they investigated some allegations from his previous district. He went ahead and took a different job. But because the contract had already been signed by some very smart attorney, they owed him a portion of his salary for the year.
11 months worth of
his
salary.
Which was $240,000 or something like that, right?
Yep.
So it just begs the question that I asked yesterday. I think it's a fair question. How do school districts do this? Would you not, first of all, push for a brand new policy in every school district in where public tax dollars are at issue to make sure that you're not just hiring some fancy search firm to scour the nation for, you know, exciting new candidates for your superintendent job. You'd also hire one that also institutes the common sense practice of a Google search, or somebody, if you're going to pay them $50,000 or whatever the fee is to do a search for a superintendent, I'm sure it's more than that. Why not have somebody travel to the city where they worked and ask a few questions?
How does this not come up?
I don't know.
Really still dumbfounded by that. There's so much information available online. If you give me a name and I can tell you right now some of their history, including traffic tickets
had. There's also something else. Like in this separation agreement with the Francis Howe School District, it's my understanding that basically they had to agree to not talk about it, which is why you haven't seen any public statements from the board on this. All they said yesterday was the board president, Francis Howe, released a statement saying, well, we want to balance the budget. So to do that, we're going to promote a deputy superintendent as acting superintendent for the year. We're not going to fill these other two positions that are open. So it'll offset the $250,000 we had to pay the guy who basically screwed us. Right. And that's poor management. But from I know someone who worked in education for a long time and is now retired. And a long time ago, she told me that problem teachers bounce around the system because if there's a suspicion of wrongdoing and the school district gets rid of them, but they haven't actually been charged with anything, the school district's happy to get rid of them and not talk about it. So then they go on and they take another job without the new district having any idea there was a problem in the old district. Right? And that could be what's at stake here. Now, here I heard, understand there were some stories about some out of court settlements for a sexual harassment case or something like that in a previous district. I don't know what all that entailed. Those things happen. And then NDAs get signed, non-disclosure agreements, and then nobody talks about it. And you just have to wonder how a professional search firm would not be aware that their candidate had been involved in something like that. The one they presented to their client as a good choice for superintendent. I think those are questions that every school district in the sound of my voice should be acting or asking before they hire a new superintendent. Those are fair questions. What did they miss? How much did, can we get our money back from the search firm, right? Why is there zero accountability in this matter so far? You just agree that you're not going to talk about it and suddenly your responsibility to your taxpayers disappears? I mean, that's some crap. So we'll find out from the state auditor this morning what, if anything, he can do. And I understand maybe the attorney general's office might be looking into this as well. So let's hope so. Maybe we get some answers at some point. All right, coming up, we will get to Kim on a Whim, and we'll be back right after this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Kim on a whim.
By now, you've probably seen some of the headlines that are talking about how the U.S. Supreme Court could basically overturn same-sex marriage.
Yes.
And of course, it depends where you're going, which outlet you're looking at, but that will tell you everything you need to know about where they stand.
Well, what better way to fan the flames heading into a midterm than to lead people to believe that they might, the left, that they might lose their abortion rights or their gay marriage rights?
Right. Really, those were the two biggest things that you heard a lot of people would happen under a Trump, well, they would say dictatorship.
It's Project 2025.
Yeah, this was the plan all along. They just had to get Trump in office, and then this is exactly what would happen. So ABC News did a story on this, and they were talking about what is actually sparking this whole thing. Listen to this.
We've learned that Kim Davis, she's that Kentucky clerk from back in 2015 that was at the center of international controversy when she refused to issue marriage licenses to a gay couple in Kentucky in defiance of the Supreme Court. She spent 6 days in jail. She lost a defamation suit. She had to pay $100,000 in damages, $260,000 in legal fees. That's what she's appealing to the Supreme Court. But it's the first time, Kira, that anyone has technically asked the justices explicitly to overturn Obergefell v. Hodges, which was that landmark ruling. And she does just that. Her counsel in this petition, which was filed last week, says that decision was egregiously wrong. And if that sounds familiar, that's the same type of argument that was made by opponents of abortion when they sought to overturn Roe versus Wade just a few years ago.
We all remember Kim Davis.
Sure we do.
How can you forget?
She stood on her principles and declined to participate.
She wouldn't give them a marriage certificate. And man, she took so much heat for that, more than just heat. She clearly had, you know, actual negative consequences. And this just isn't going to happen. I have been open that I would support this. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. That's my belief based on my faith.
Right.
But I don't believe this is what's going to happen. Now, the court has scheduled the case to be considered at the Justices Conference on September 29th, which means a decision on whether the court would even hear the case and rule on it wouldn't come until they're saying October at the earliest. It's not like this is something that's going to be taken up immediately. I mean, they come back in session,
couple of important things here, in my opinion. So the thing that stuck in my craw and continues to stick in my craw about this issue is that the fact that it had to be called marriage as dictated by the state, as opposed to the fact that you could have just called it a civil union. You could have just legalized civil unions and said, if you want to go to the courthouse and find a judge down there that will marry you, that's fine, as opposed to ordaining it a marriage the same as something you'd get in a church. That's what stuck in my craw. I never thought the whole point of this was to disrupt society, in my opinion. Now, that ship has sailed. The Supreme Court claims it's legal, and that's where we are in society today. People are getting worked up here, and ABC News is guilty of trying to whip them up here. For just what you said a minute ago, Kim, they want to use this as a political wedge for voters in the upcoming election to suggest somehow that this is only happening because of Donald Trump. But this case goes back, 8 or 9 years, right? When did this happen to Kim Davis?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking back to when it was actually when gay marriage was legalized, and that was June 26, 2015. And
okay, so 10 years
remember,
ago.
I vividly remember covering that story. I was working in Des Moines at the time. But Kim Davis, that would have been, I'm trying to remember when that
So this is 9 or 10 years ago that this happened. Long before Donald Trump was in office, if it happened in 2015. And whatever happens at the court at this point, this case has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This is, Kim Davis is still challenging the fact that she had to spend jail time for fighting this
and
got fined a bunch of money. And she's trying to get the court, as part of her claim, she would like them to give her relief and to reverse their ruling on gay marriage. I don't know that both of those things, either or both of those things will happen at the Supreme Court. First of all, the court has to take the case, which they probably
it's
won't.
It's not even guaranteed, right.
And secondly, Donald Trump has nothing to do with this. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It predates his entry into politics. But he may have been running at the time. He may have been a declared candidate, but he wasn't the candidate or the president when all this happened.
But what they'll say is, well, the reason why the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, is more conservative is because of Donald Trump, and therefore he really is the reason why a lot of these things are happening. If they were to take this up, and if they were to actually rule on this saying, okay, yeah, same-sex marriage is no longer legal, which, again, I believe is so far-fetched. I just don't see it happening.
Well, to the story's credit, he points out the fact that her argument here is the same as the argument was for abortion, and that is that the original decision was erroneous. Legally erroneous. The logic they tied themselves into pretzels to try to find somehow that the U.S. Constitution guarantees the right of a man and a man to get married. And her attorney's arguments are that's not in there anywhere. You made that up.
I just think about all these cases, and I understand this is a little bit different with her being a clerk, and this is where you go to get a marriage certificate. But it reminds me of the whole situation with the people who are demanding that some of these bakers make them a cake for, their trans this or same-sex marriage that, whatever the case may be, that goes against their religious beliefs. And people are saying, no, I have to stand on my principle of I don't agree with this and I can't support it. And those typically end up in lawsuits. And we've seen many of them play out over the last couple of years where the people, the baker or the, I think one of them was like a graphic designer out of Colorado, I want to say. And they've won those cases and been told by the courts, yeah, you're right. Like you as a business owner, again, I understand Kim Davis, this is different. But as a business owner, you have every right to say, hey, this goes against my values. You're not forced to bake a cake for someone.
Well, I I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see where this goes because you're right. The media played this as a card to try to whip up a frenzy over this. That you could tell the way the story was written, the way the lead-in was written. This was on ABC News, right? Kira Phillips, I believe.
Yep.
I believe she's the anchor whose sound I ran yesterday, who admitted on TV she had been mugged two blocks from her office, and she was all on board with the crackdown on crime in D.C. So you get glimpses of honesty from the people at ABC News, but not very often. And here's a case where they're reporting on the fact that she's now appealing her case to the United States Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of cases get appealed to the Supreme Court every year. They take a scarce handful of them that they end up actually agreeing to hear. And my guess is they're not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Looking at an article from USA Today, of course, the headline is, where does Trump stand on this? And it talks about how he hasn't been very clear. It says that in 2011 on Fox News, he said he was not in favor of gay marriage. 2015, he told CNN he supported traditional marriage. And then it says, but days after being elected in 2016, so this is going back to his first term, in a 60 Minutes interview, he said he was, quote, fine with same-sex marriage. So it sounds like he's gone kind of back and forth. And quite honestly, on some of these conservative issues, Trump isn't really firm on some of them.
Well,
I believe Trump is pro-life, and he's done more for the pro-life movement than any other president I can think of.
You're right.
But I don't think Trump himself is the biggest pro-life advocate. I believe J.D. Vance is a stronger advocate for the pro-life movement than Trump is, but that doesn't discount what Trump has been able to do for the pro-life movement.
I don't know where he stands on it. I wouldn't be surprised if he's pro-gay marriage.
He's wishy-washy, yeah.
But he, if it was a Mike Huckabee, he would have come from that from a very different point of view. Because Huckabee is deeply principled and his religious beliefs would not allow him to support gay marriage. I don't think Trump ever had that issue to begin with.
No.
And never claimed to. I've never referred to him as a conservative. But to your point, he's done more for conservative causes than just about any president in my lifetime. That's right. Safe to say. Again, I think it's a nothing burger because ABC wants to whip something up. I'm sure the other networks will pick this up and report on it for the same reason.
Well, there will be protests. You know that leading up to that September date that I mentioned, where they're, I guess, can even consider whether they take it up, there will be protests. And people will sit there and claim that Trump wants to take away every single right that you possibly have.
They'll blame it on Project 2025. Can't you see that
I'm
coming?
I'm sure.
Yeah. It just, that'll happen. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. Jim Clyburn yesterday was going off on Project 2025 again, calling it Jim Crow 2.0. Just in case you're wondering, just like they did down in Georgia with the election reform and all that stuff. They're running out of arguments, folks. They keep running around in circles on this. They now support not bothering criminals if they're committing crimes because, heaven forbid, we crack down on criminals. So how do you make that argument? How are you dumb enough to find that is politically palatable to anybody? I don't get it. Count me among them as people who just don't get it. All right, we'll get to all that and more coming up. We are going to talk to our friend Senator Nick Schroer in the 6 o'clock hour about whether or not Missouri might follow Texas and add a Republican congressional district. Back in a minute.
China's like a multi-level chess game because traditionally our biggest economic rivals have been our allies. So during 60s, 70s, 80s, even through the 90s, beginning of the aughts, our biggest economic rivals were the Europeans, Japanese, the Soviet Union up until the wall came down. It was a military power, but a small economy. And with China, we've never seen anything like this in modern times. It's our biggest economic rival and our biggest military rival.
Yeah. You know who that is, Kim? Do you recognize his voice?
Secretary Bessent.
That's Scott Bessent. You know who Scott Bessent is married to?
What's the guy's name?
A man.
Yeah, what is he? He's not a known guy, is he?
I don't think so. His husband? He's a banker, I think, but I don't know who he is. But the point is, back to the Donald Trump attitude toward gay marriage, I mean, he's got three openly gay people in his administration. I don't think it's a matter of principle for Trump on that. I just don't think that's an issue he's going to ever hang his hat on politically or really wade into, to be honest with you. And I think it's an important point. He's got a couple of people in his administration, including Tammy Bruce. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but apparently Tammy Bruce was a State Department spokesperson because I've seen her on defending the State Department and several times. She's leaving that job they just announced to take over as deputy UN ambassador. So they're moving her over to the United Nations. I don't know who they had an ambassador that they named, but I don't think they've been approved by the Senate yet. So as an assistant UN ambassador, she may actually be holding down the fort over there until they get their ambassador in place.
I don't recognize that name. I'm sure
Who, Tammy Bruce?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I've seen her.
She's been on Fox. She was a Fox commentator for a long time, but she's openly gay. So is Bessent, and so is former, was it DNI? I'm trying to remember, who's back in the administration this time. Is also,
but I don't even think gay. You can be against gay marriage, and you could still have someone like Trump does in the cabinet.
Yeah,
mean you can't hire someone, but you're not going out and advocating. And
I just don't think it's a core issue.
No,
for Trump,
it's not.
Is
it's not. It's not. Abortion, gay marriage are two issues that he will flip flop on a little bit because he's trying to appeal to different voters.
Well, and Richie took issue with you on him flip flopping on
he
that.
He is wishy washy on those issues. And I applaud Trump for what he's done for the pro life movement. But that he still is wishy washy. You go look at interviews he's done over the years, and I was just kind of pointing some of them out where he's gone back and forth. He doesn't take a strong stance on it. Like a Ron DeSantis, these would be two issues. Abortion, for example, has been really big for him in the state of Florida.
But abortion wouldn't have been overturned without him looking for people with a pro-life point of view to put on the United States Supreme Court.
Right, you're talking about Trump.
Trump.
Oh, absolutely. That was so critical.
You have to give him credit for that.
100%
yeah.
You do.
Yeah. So again, not somebody who ran as a conservative, but because conservatism is so much about common sense and values, a lot of what he's done has been the most conservative actions we've seen from a United States president in my lifetime. I'll continue to stand by that and defend him on a lot of those things, even if he's, you know, this is not a core issue for him. And to be quite honest, I don't know what politically you gain from wading back into that fight, that particular fight on gay marriage. I don't know. I don't know what you do. He's not. I'm not saying that he is. This case is being appealed by a lady who was fighting this before Donald Trump was ever even on the political scene. So it really has nothing to do with him. My argument is just that the media is going to try to play it up and act like, you know, the Supreme Court might reconsider gay marriage and they'll try to somehow lay it on Trump because he helped shape the current Supreme Court. But he's got nothing to do with this particular case. That was my only point on the whole thing. All right. Greg Gutfeld yesterday crushed it on this crime issue in D.C. Can I just tell you that he made a point here that this is why, and I mentioned this at the top of the show this morning, big liberal city mayors are so afraid of what Donald Trump is doing in Washington, D.C. And I thought Gutfeld summed it up as only Gutfeld can. Listen to this.
Crime is a choice. It's not caused by anything but the lack of will to stop it. When you engage your will to stop it, it goes away. There is no root cause if you can stop it with the threat of punishment. It's not out of your control like you have this criminal tick where, I've got to loot. No, it's only done because there's no disincentive. So I think what's scary to the Dems is not the military. It's the fact that they know this is going to work and that it's already working, just like deportation. What are they going to do? And if it works there, think about all the other cities, Chicago, Baltimore, D.C. All of a sudden, you could see a change. And the charlatans who are in charge, you know, they're not going to be able to keep padding their nest and stay in power.
He's right.
He makes a good point.
It's a great point. Crime is a choice. Yeah. It's not fixed by redirecting would-be criminals into midnight basketball or preventing them from renting Lime scooters. That's not what stops crime. Well, it's socioeconomic, and these poor kids, it's parenting or lack thereof and accountability for that.
And mental health.
It's discipline at an early age, which some of these kids aren't getting. I'll agree to that. But you've helped play into all of that by undermining traditional marriage in this country. We wouldn't have half the problems we have in these big cities if people weren't incentivized to not get married. You've created generations of that in certain cultures.
And you're trying to break up the nuclear family.
So what we're left with is law enforcement. And law enforcement works when it comes to deterring crime if the person committing the crime is put behind steel bars and can't do it anymore. That's what is about to happen in Washington, D.C., mark my words. And it will work as long as we can keep it in place. That's for sure. Coming up, we'll find out whether Missouri might redistrict with Senator Nick Schreiber.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.